coming to you live from the Jim Butler Ballroom at the Mitzvah Hotel. It's time for another commute with your hosts, Faye and Brenda. This is Drive Time to Nova.
Hey there, guys and gals. It's Drive Time to Nova. I'm Brenda Boone. Beside me, I've got
the Fade Driver.
We're here with news, weather, and sports at the nines. Hey there, Brian. Woo-hoo.
Happy Friday.
We're your wacky newscasters bringing you the news, all that's important to you. Oh, how do they do that, Faye? How do those wacky DJs talk like that?
I don't know. They must have years and years of training.
Oh, noises going beep, wah, wah. Gotta have a special effects thing, too.
So, Brenda, here we are again. What country are we in?
Canada! Canada.
Which recording studio are we in, Brenda?
We are in the BMW
3 Series.
3 Series.
Which is not a normal recording studio at KFAB Radio. We're in a loaner car today, just so everyone's clear.
Yes.
Because we took a car in to get its annual regular maintenance service.
Speedy, Zabidi, Zabidi, Speedy, Nan Gonzalez.
Zabidi. Zabidi Gonzalez, the electric car.
Mm-hmm. Yes, so we are in this loaner car, and we're actually going to do a test drive of another car because Faye cannot have enough car payments. Is that correct?
That's right. More money down the tubes.
Debt? Why, that's my middle name. Faye Debt Driver. No, Faye is a
multi-thousandaire
and really knows how to spread himself thin. How about that?
How dare you?
I don't know your finances.
Well, you know, loans or not, we're going to go test drive a new car.
Because?
Because I'm getting tired of that old 7 Series.
Yes, he wants to get a spy car 2.0.
Yes. So we're going to go test drive a new 7 Series. Not a brand new one. They're $140,000.
Whoa. You do have champagne taste.
I sure do.
So do I. I just have beer. I don't even know if I have a beer budget.
Ginger ale budget, maybe.
Jesus Christ. Let's talk about having nice things. That's nice, eh?
We love our nice things. Let's talk about where we just came from first, though.
Sure. I just got my hair cut by DJ Jazzy Jeff.
And I got my hair cut by DJ Jazzy Jeff as well.
We look so pretty. Faye looks quite handsome. And I look so pretty.
You do look pretty. Your hair looks great.
You did a very good job.
Yeah. Thank you, DJ Jazzy Jeff.
It looks a little redder now, doesn't it?
It has lightened up in its color.
And I haven't colored it. And I've kind of got a nice kind of a lesbian wave for now, or like a Richie Rich wave right here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Kind of retro looking. Really like it. Yeah, I'm letting my hair grow out a little bit. I'm not going for the super, super short. More of a, I don't know what you call it.
Well, you have a multi-layered cut. Mm-hmm. Short on the sides. Nice and wavy on top. Mm-hmm. Looks very nice. He did a good job, as usual. He was very quick today, too.
Yeah, he's a very good hairstylist. He's very sweet. He's very conscious of everything he's doing. He explains everything. He's kind of like the haircut version of when you're driving. Big bump?
Exactly.
Yes, he's a very sweet man.
And we went out for breakfast. Can we talk about the breakfast experience?
It was, yes. Let's lay it on the line, Faye. The do we name the name?
Yeah, Slocan Restaurant.
Slocan.
So, we usually like this restaurant quite a bit because we've we've come accustomed to their pancakes.
Yes.
At one time, we thought they were the best pancakes in Vancouver.
We've since changed our minds.
Right.
Sorry, I have to... That makes my arm fall asleep. When I'm trying to hold the Zoom. Here's part of the money you gave me.
Oh, good.
So, yes, we went in. The server, the first thing we heard out of the servers is, let's speak only French today.
So we started our order in French. We got our coffees in French. And you said your one French word that you know.
Yeah, bonjour.
I was able to talk about, I don't know, we wanted coffee. How are you today? I'm fine. How are you? I'm very well as well. Thank you.
Is that what you guys were saying? Because yeah. Eventually they were looking at me like I was going to add something. I said, this is it. Bonjour. Right. That's all I know.
We were talking about being tired because she heard you say exhausted and she thought you were exhausted. So she was talking French for tired.
Oh.
Je suis fatigué, tired. Which
and I thought, how
not what
dare
you? Were
you?
Yeah. You were saying, I've exhausted my French. Anyway, that was funny. And then everything, our order just, things weren't right with the order.
She forgot your pancakes. She forgot the butter for my pancakes. And then the pancakes were gooey.
Right.
And I love gooey. And this was even too gooey. Well, I like soft stuff. I always have. Maybe my palate's changing, Faye. You're looking at those boys, I see.
I just looked to see who was at the crosswalk.
Thought you might know him. In this big metropolis, you thought, hey, there's Joe. I know Joe. Or should I say John? There's John.
Dear John, how much will it be?
Exactly my point.
I get it.
He's no dummy. What's over there, Finn?
I'm just looking at the construction workers.
They all seem to be quite young.
And
which
then
one do you like best?
She brought us the bill. I like the skinny guy in the middle.
Can't even see his face. Oh, he's kind of cute.
Oh,
he's shoving his thumb right up his nose, though.
Okay, and then the order, when we were done, she gave me the bill, and
you thought,
I paid it.
He sure did. He sure paid it with his Canadian funds.
And then I went to the bathroom, and she came back and said, here's your money back, I gave you the wrong bill.
Yeah.
And it was $4 more.
She goes, oh, I'm sorry. She's like, I must have given you the wrong bill, this isn't enough money. And I felt like saying, well, honey...
Right.
It's a one-shot deal. You don't...
Too bad we didn't F off out of there.
Yeah. Really? Because we could have just walked away and she would have been screwed. She would have gotten a negative tip from us. She did say she was on cold medicine. I don't know what that means. It's like when I used to watch Ellen and she'd be like, oh, I've taken ibuprofen. Oh, I'm just wacky. Who doesn't get stoned off of ibuprofen? Jesus. So, anyway, the food was meh.
Yeah. I mean, my breakfast was okay. I only had two tiny little pancakes, and you had three normal-sized pancakes.
And he was eating it like this was his last meal.
Oh, I must was so tired.
What were you tired from, Faye? I see you had a... Never mind. I won't tease you.
About the shakes?
About the case of wine.
The DTs?
Your basement.
Oh.
I almost said, buying it by the case, are we?
You know those boxes of wine?
Yeah.
Are all from when I made wine many, many years ago.
What?
I have three cases of wine.
Faye Driver, what else don't I know about you? You are a curler. You've made wine.
Well, just like you brew. You go to the store.
Oh.
You pay them $40 or whatever, and you come back in 3 months and you bottle your wine.
Really? My brother-in-law makes beer pretty regularly. Huh. Is it still good? I know that shit goes sour sometimes. Did it turn?
No, it's okay. The problem is it's not very good wine.
Yep. So...
So, a week or so ago, I came down to the United States and joined you and a special guest who came to visit you, which was...
Peter G.
And we all went shopping together.
At an outlet mall that I didn't know existed in a town called Tulalip.
Yes, Tulalip.
Tulalip. There's a lot of towns up here I can't pronounce their names.
Yeah.
This is a heavily named after the First Nation people, which is fine. It's just they're a mouthful, right? That's all.
There's a place that I used to send fire trucks to that has, like, it's about a 13-letter name, and it has one or two E's in it, and everything else is... X's and S's and T's and C's.
Do you remember it?
Yeah, it's called Sexy Up Wimp.
Sex up the wimp? What?
And we would just call it Sexy Woman.
Sexy Woman.
Engine 1, respond emergency to 9471 Sexy Woman Lane. But it was Sexy Up Wimp.
Wow, that is interesting. Hey. Anyway.
Do you want to adjust your temperature? Or have you done done everything? It's pretty much on maximum freeze cold for you.
I don't know. Yeah. Whatever. It's just
You want more blow. That's stuffy. What you want.
It's just stuffy, yeah. I don't feel any air. There we go. There's some air. That's what I wanted. Yeah, we don't know the ins and outs of this car so well since we've only been driving it for I haven't been driving it. Use the queen. We have been driving it. So we went to some pretty cool stores, things that I didn't even know existed, like $180 pots. This is news to me that you need a cast iron pot that's $180, and you couldn't even cook a pot of spaghetti in this thing. It was very small.
Oh yes. Mm-hmm.
It was a saucepan. What did you call it?
Yes. I don't know that it'd be a saucepan, but it'll have a very special name.
Okay. The Le Croissant store.
I think it's La Croisette.
Like I said, Le Croissant. Anyway, we went there. It was so perfectly displayed. That's what I kind of find mesmerizing by these high-end stores. It doesn't look like anybody's been in there shopping at all. It's all just perfect, color coordinated. It was a sight to behold, mm-hmm. wasn't it?
Yes. And they followed everybody around like
the commission salesmen they were.
Yeah.
Do you want me to hold that? I'll take a turn.
Did anybody help you today? Yes, that dark-skinned woman over there.
Ooh. Very good. Well, the cheapest thing in there would be something that was shaped like a teapot, but all it served, its purpose was as a tea bag holder, I believe.
Oh, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. I probably could have afforded that. Mm-hmm. Everything was way out of my price range.
I was looking at a Butterbell.
What's a Butterbell, Faye?
Butterbell is a thing where you put the butter, a stick of butter, into what you would basically call the lid, and then you fill the bottom portion with water, and then you put the lid, the butter, upside down onto the bottom tray, and the water creates an airtight seal, and because butter goes rancid in the light makes butter go get worn out, go bad, I guess.
Yeah.
So the light leaves, no light hits the the butter. No air gets in either. And you can have your butter, you can store your butter at room temperature.
Uh-huh. And how much was that, baby?
It was like $60.
Wow. How much of a markup do you think that is?
Well, I don't know. Peter bought a pot for 70% off, so...
Yeah. Supposedly the colors were not quite right because... I don't know if you guys are familiar with these pots. Are the colors of the rainbow. And they are a gradation type situation where they start darker and they get lighter.
Right.
And he said the dark color was up too far on the pot, so it was considered a second.
Oh no!
Oh my gosh! And as they pointed out, it will not match anything else.
Oh no!
Yes, so...
Good Lord, someone should see inside your pot cupboard.
I think he might need some serious counseling to get past this hump. In his life.
Yes.
So we went there. You bought some cool clothes.
I did.
Where did you buy your cool clothes?
I bought some Levi jeans that aren't necessarily jeans.
Are they the kind of mustard colored pants you have on now?
Yes, they are. Mm-hmm. And I bought some Armani.
Oh.
I bought a pair of pants and a shirt from Armani.
For when he goes to church.
Yep. And I bought some shoes. Skechers.
Do you like your shoes?
You know what? I wore them for the first time yesterday around the house. And they're you know, I'm getting to like them even more and more.
Really? They're very comfortable.
I was worried about them at the beginning because they've got a soft air core foam sole. And they're very spongy, fluffy. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't sure about them, but... They're super light, they're very airy, and they're quite comfortable. Costco?
Can we stop there on the way home? Or will we go by here? No?
I can take you to the other Costco.
Okay, sure. Sorry, interruption. Peter bought a bunch of stuff, too. He bought the pot, he bought a coat, he bought a shirt... I don't know. I thought he bought four things, but maybe it was only three. And I got a pair of Skechers, too. So, we've all got something. Then we went out for a fancy dinner.
Oh, yeah, right. With a hopeless waiter.
Poor guy. He was so endearing and pleasant. He was the kind of waiter that you're like, okay, if you screw up my order, I'll give you a break. Because you're sincere.
Yes.
Yeah, so he was awful sweet.
That restaurant was fairly new, too, I think. So they may have been breaking in the new staff.
What did you think about their farm-to-table concept
and their
zero waste? Do you remember him saying that?
I heard to hear something about that.
Yeah, the people who provided the milk products had a little dossier on in the menu.
It's a marketing thing.
God.
Especially in Washington State. I mean, God, if you're not clipping the grass in your backyard to put in the salad, then you're what kind of a restaurant are you?
Yeah, they really wholeheartedly believe this stuff. You know, like, as much as Iowa is conservative, is as liberal as Washington. Well, not all of Washington. There's a lot of rednecks holed up in Washington State. Yeah. And there's been a lot of fucking murderers come from Washington State. Can I just say that?
Okay.
And it's kind of true. I don't know what, you know, Ted Bundy being the most famous one. Anyway, so that was fun. I went into a store that I couldn't pronounce. What was that called?
Which one?
Oh, the crystal store.
Oh, Swarovski.
Swarovski. Swarovski.
Swarovski.
Swarovski.
That's it.
Swarovski. That's quite a mouthful. Yes, I love shiny crystals, and I don't like the little, you know, I don't want to get the figurine that looks like a deer made out of crystals.
Yes.
But I do like the jewelry. I have one of them on right now.
Yes, I saw that earlier today. As when you asked me what I thought of your eye makeup.
Oh. What do you think of my eye makeup?
It's great. I love it.
Oh, great. Thank you. He was giving me the mandatory, you look great. I don't even know what you're wearing today.
No, it's not true because I noticed your eye makeup earlier and I was going to comment on you on it. But you know, you can't get a word in edgewise with Brenda around because it's always, you're always pogo sticking from topic to topic. Like, I can see your eyes very clearly now by the way they're glaring at me.
That's right. Oh, Faye.
Oh, Brenda.
So, we had a very nice day. It was fun to pretend like I, too, had money to burn watching these two boys lay down cash like right. Nobody's business. $400, you no problem. Bing, bang, boom.
Yeah. Cash U.S. too.
Oh my God! It's an actual person with a squeegee and a bottle of water.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not raining for more than 15 minutes, so they're all out now to clean your winders.
How much do you get paid for doing that job?
Probably $1 a car.
Good Lord, that's. I don't know. Maybe that's. How much they take home a day.
Yeah.
It's all very random. If somebody did that to me, I'd be telling them, well, that's fine, but that was a pro bono situation. You were working, you were doing a little,
Take this.
What's... that. What is the job? Intern. That was your first internship. Now take that experience. Go and really make your money cleaning windows. Mm-hmm. There you go. So, anyway, so since that episode didn't get aired, we wanted to just touch upon the
fun. No episode.
There was no episode. Never got made. What am I talking about? I'm high on hair fumes.
Oh, there's where we're going, right there.
We are going back to pick up the newly... What did they do to your to the little car? What?
I'm sure all they did was plug it into a computer and hit enter a few times and then unplug it.
There's your... Oh, because it doesn't have oil, does it?
Nope.
Oh. There's nothing to... There's no fluids at all, is there?
No, they do a vehicle check, which is when they found a nail in the tire.
How much was that going to cost you?
BMW wanted to charge $130 to fix a nail in a tire.
Is that reasonable, Faye?
That is outrageous.
And were you kind and diplomatic when you said, no, that's okay, I'll take it someplace else? What did you say to them?
I said, no, I'm not paying for that. That's outrageous. That's what I said.
I know, I heard you. You gave DJ Jazzy Jeff a
Woody.
Happy. I was trying to be more subtle than that. He liked your assertive nature. It made him feel all happy and tingly. Yes, so God knows what they pretended to do for the last few hours, but now we're gonna go pick it up.
Yep. Just as the minute we got home, they called me to say the car was ready. So here we are, turn around, going back.
Yep. They said hello.
Faye
Drew. Come, get your car. We're sick of looking at it. Okay, so the sun has come out a little bit, which all the mole people seem to follow the sun whenever it comes out, but it's already went back under the ever-present cloud cover.
Right.
Has this been a bad year for clouds?
We call it the veil of happiness.
Is that it? Just like the Belling Tonopa is the city of subdued excitement?
Yes.
Don't oversell it there, baby.
So, we're pretty much winding down here.
Mm-hmm.
You wanted to make one final stab in the dark at food issues.
Issues? Faye, have you had a food issue in the past? Because you're quite thin and svelte at this Ever since I've known you, since 20-odd-11.
Now what? Oh.
Is that your arch nemesis?
No, that's... Oh, Steven's package arrived.
Oh, so you don't have to take off work tomorrow.
Right. Ouch, big bump there.
Big bump. Well, I've seen pictures of you in various stages of your life, and there was a time when you looked different. You clearly had a little more white on your in your middle section. Everything else looked exactly the same.
Right. I had a much rounder face. Mm-hmm. I had very round and curly hair.
You sure did.
In one picture you saw.
Very curly. Yeah. Lots of product.
And, I did. I lost probably 40 pounds.
That's what I would guess.
In, I don't know, about 10 years ago, maybe.
So tell me, how did you do it?
It was primarily just a major weight, a diet change to the diet. Just eating more healthy.
What kind of foods were you eating prior?
We were eating a lot of the Costco-style pre-made type of foods.
Ready-made?
Like the bucket of, you know, you can get a bucket of tortellini pasta or a lot of stuff that was so high in sodium. We really started watching our sodium intake and our fat intake and stopped eating processed foods and pre-made type of foods.
Because Mr. Anderson is different.
Yes, he lost 60 to 80 pounds.
And he's very thin now.
Yes.
You both are very thin.
Although we've both gained weight since December. So.
What, 5 pounds?
No, like, well, about 10 pounds anyway.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, you hide it.
So, we got to get that back down.
Yeah. So, what was the tipping point for you when you... Was it looking at the scale, looking in the mirror? What made you finally go, I've had enough of this?
It was less scale than it was the way I looked. I didn't like... And I felt like... You know, the worst thing is when you bend down and you have all this weight in your stomach, all right. This stuff you can't actually... Like, if you sit in a chair and you feel the rolls of fat rolling up inside...
I'm familiar with that sensation, yes.
What's this person doing driving in my lane,
jackass.
You think?
They don't have Rain-X on their windows.
Yeah, these windows are not very good, are they?
No.
So, I might actually have to turn the wipers on.
I think you are. Don't fall asleep.
That's a conversation that was never recorded.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, yeah, for us, it was... Stephen was the driving factor, and by way of association, since he was wanting to eat better, I was forced to cook better, and therefore we both ended up eating healthy.
How long a period did it take you to take that off, do you think?
Probably 6 months.
Yeah. Well, this must... Like, I've seen pictures of you quite a bit younger, and then kind of in between, and that was the only time where you looked like you carried any extra weight.
Yeah.
Was there anything going on during that time? That was it just, like, the comfort of being in a relationship when you kind of get lazy and...
Yeah, no, I think it was just the lifestyle we were living. Nothing, there weren't any sort of emotional,
triggers.
Sorry, I got to drive here.
That's fine.
I got a jerk off on my tail and no one's driving fast enough for him and it's pouring rain.
Whenever it rains just suddenly around here, nobody seems to really know how to drive in the rain, despite the fact that it fucking rains all the time here. What's that about, babe?
I think the key is no one seems to want to reduce their speed in the rain. And they all drive really close to each other.
Yup.
And then dart from lane to lane to get around the people who are trying to drive responsibly.
That's why there's always car reports and then in the news telling you to avoid this and avoid that, and blah blah blah.
And nobody has their tail lights on.
Jesus Christ, they don't.
We do.
It's so gray. And everybody's car is white and gray, and you can't see anything, and it's coming down pretty good right now. So anyway.
So, no primary emotional causes, just living the life, living the high life, drinking bottles of wine, eating pizza and cake. And
pizza and cake.
And then Mr. Anderson lost a lot of weight through a very stringent exercise regime and just relentless food restrictions.
I've seen him. He is pretty amazing at saying no to food. I've never really met anybody who had that kind of resolve.
Yeah.
Like, just plain lettuce. No dressing, just fucking choking down plain lettuce. Jesus Christ. What is up with that? Okay, well, I don't mean to play the woman card, but physically, men have it much easier losing weight.
I think they do. I can lose weight quite quickly if I just change the way I eat and go to the gym. And within 6 to 8 weeks, I mean, I won't lose 10 pounds, but I will see results.
Yeah. It's all about the, what do you guys have that we
Testosterone?
Don't...
Testosterone?
Yeah, we don't have so much of that. So, but we do have a soul, so there's always
There's that.
That was funny to me. So anyway, that's my goal, to really take an honest look at what I'm putting in my mouth and taking away some of the associations of like love and comfort away from those trigger foods and really see them for what they are, treats, and not, you know, a cure for my sad feeling. I'll just get up and take a walk around the block.
Right, yeah.
They always fucking say that. Bite my ass. You can't always just get up and take a walk around the block. Anyway. So, yeah. So it's already stopped raining. See how quickly it comes and goes in the Canadas?
Uh-huh.
Right. Well, everybody should take care.
And we have to say a thank you to Laughing Buddha, who did email us about baggy pants.
And smelly cigarettes.
Smelly cigarettes. And he hates both, like everybody should. Mm-hmm. Especially if you listen to this podcast. Thank you, Laughing Buddha. If you want to email us, you can do so at fayeandbrenda@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.
Goodbye.